Welcome to The Word for Today, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Pastor Chuck is currently leading us on a verse-by-verse venture through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, we'll be continuing with Let All the People Praise God, as we pick up in the 117th Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
Another one of the Hallel Psalms, a very short one. Again, one that was sung by Jesus in the Passover feast. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. You see, through the death of Christ, salvation is now to be offered to the world and taken to the world. Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world, preach the gospel to everyone. And so Psalms 117 takes us into the whole race of people, all of the nations, all of the people. Praise the Lord. For, why do you praise the Lord? For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Beautiful little short psalm here, enjoining the whole world to praise the Lord, for his merciful kindness is great. Thank God we have escaped the judgment of God through our faith in Jesus Christ. We are no longer appointed to wrath. But the day of God's wrath is coming, and I can't see that it can be too far off. We're living in desperate days. His merciful kindness is great towards us, but his truth endures forever. And in truth and in righteousness, God will judge. But thank God, if you're a child of God, there is therefore now no condemnation, no judgment. Jesus bore it for us. No fear of judgment, but I fear for the world. Concern for the world. Psalm 118, the last of the Hallel Psalms, and it is a psalm that is known as a messianic psalm, that it is a prophecy definitely concerning Jesus Christ, so that as Jesus sang this psalm with his disciples, he was fully cognizant of the fact that portions of it referred directly to him. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. The house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. And then it comes down to you. Let those who fear or reverence the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Well, why don't we say it? His mercy endureth forever. That's right. Good. Now, talking about the mercy of the Lord. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. We need to be expanded. The Lord sets me in a large place, broadens my horizons, my vision. The Lord is on my side, the psalmist said. I will not fear what man can do unto me. There's a lot of Satanism today, a lot of power of darkness. There are a lot of spirit forces and powers that are being unleashed in these days in our society through the many Satanist groups. They fast and pray for the demise and the destruction of the church, for the destroying of the ministry. And people say, oh, aren't you afraid? You know, man, they're praying, you know, God will destroy it. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. That great statement of Paul in Romans chapter 8, where he said, if God be for us, who can be against us? We need to know that greater is He that is with us than he that is in the world. God is on our side. I love that. The prophet came to Asa the king, returning from victory over the Nubians, and all he said, "The Lord is with you as long as you will be with him." Well, listen, I plan to be with him the rest of my life. So I can confidently say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is on my side because I'm on his side. And because the Lord is on my side, because the Lord is my strength, because the Lord is my defense, because the Lord is with me, I will not fear what man can do to me. I love that kind of confidence that comes by realizing. And when you begin to fear, when you begin to have anxious thoughts and so forth, just remember, the Lord is on your side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? The Lord taketh my part. He sticks up for me with them that help me. Therefore, I will see my desire on my enemies. My enemies aren't going to triumph over me. I will triumph over them because the Lord will take my part. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. How many of you have put your confidence in a person and you've turned out to be disappointed? You really thought, hey, this guy is really sincere. And you put your confidence in man only to be greatly disappointed. I'm certain that that's happened to all of us. Better to put your trust in the Lord. You'll never be disappointed. He'll never let you down. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Better to put your trust in the Lord than your confidence in man. Better to put your trust in the Lord than your confidence in princes. Even they can let you down. All of the nations had encircled me, but in the name of the Lord, I'll destroy them. I mean, though the whole world be gathered against me, if God is on my side, I'm going to come out victorious. The Lord and me can whip anybody and everybody. They encircled me. Yes, they encircled me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They circle me about like bees, but they are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. That you have thrust sore at me, talking about the enemies, that I might fall. You've tried to destroy me. You tried to bring me down, but the Lord helped me. All of this goes back. The Lord is on my side. I'm not going to fear. Though all of the nations of the world, you know, have encircled us, trying to wipe us out, in the name of the Lord, I'm going to come out victorious. You've tried to destroy me that I might fall, but the Lord has helped me. The Lord is my strength, my song, and has become my salvation. He has delivered me. And so it's glorious to know the strength of the Lord. And in seeing the victories of the Lord, to just sing those songs of praises and triumph and victory through Jesus Christ. The voice of rejoicing, my songs of rejoicing and salvation in his tabernacles of the righteous, the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. He who lives and believes in me, Jesus said, will never die. I'll not die, but I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he's not given me over to death. He's put me through some real trials, gone through some deep water, but I'm still here. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for you have heard me and you have become my salvation. Now, beginning with verse 22, we have direct reference to Jesus prophetically. The stone, that is Christ, the rock, which the builders refused, is become the headstone of the corner. And this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. There is a story that at the building of the Temple of Solomon, the stones were quarried away from the building site. And they were so perfectly hewn out and carved that they interlocked without the benefit of mortar, so that the whole temple was built without the sound of a tool, a trowel. It was just taking the rocks, hewn away from the site, brought to the site, all numbered and all to be set according to the plans, perfectly designed so that without mortar, they put the whole thing together, interlocking rocks. Marvelous feat. And the story goes that a rock came from the quarry, and as they looked at it, they couldn't figure where it went into the building. All of the rocks seemed to be in order there. All of the stones that came to the quarry seemed to be in order. They all fit, and there seemed to be no place for this stone that had come from the quarry. So they cast it aside. They threw it over into the bushes. Of course, the building of the temple was a period of years, so that by the time the temple was complete, the chief cornerstone was missing. And so according to the story, they sent to the quarries and they said, you know, we're ready to finish and celebrate. We're going to have the laying of the cornerstone and the big celebration. Send the chief cornerstone. And the quarry sent back the message, we've already sent it. And so the thing back and forth, you know. And finally, one guy says, hey, I remember, you know, throwing a stone over there in the bushes, and went over and got the thing out, and sure enough, here was the chief cornerstone of the whole building. Whether or not the story is true, the illustration is true. Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone upon which the church is to be built, was set of naught by the religious leaders of Judaism. The stone which they set aside, they rejected. God has made him to be the chief cornerstone. Upon this rock, I will build my church. The confession of Peter that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So that when Peter was brought before the Sanhedrin, and he was being challenged and questioned because of the miracle of the lame man being healed, Peter said, this is the stone, referring to Jesus Christ, he is the stone which was set of naught by you builders, but God has made him the chief cornerstone, and neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So the chief cornerstone. So Peter quotes this and makes a direct reference to Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone who was set of naught by the religious leaders of his day, set aside, and yet God has exalted him. God's made him the chief cornerstone. So this is the Lord's doing. It was the Lord who made him the chief cornerstone. It's marvelous in our eyes. And then this is the day, God's day of redemption, God's day of bringing the Messiah. And this is a reference to the very day that the Messiah came. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, a lot of times people wake up on a beautiful morning like this morning where the skies are clear, the sun is coming up, and we look out and we say, oh, beautiful. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No, no, no. He's not talking about December 19th, 1989. He's talking about one special day in the history of man when he would keep his promise and send the Messiah. That day came. It was the day of man's redemption, the day of the fulfillment of God's promise. the day in which the Messiah made his entry into Jerusalem, according to the prophecy of Zechariah, riding on a donkey. He is humble, lowly, riding on a donkey. That was the day that the Lord had made. Now, the very next verse in Hebrew says, Hosanna. I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. You remember what the disciples were crying when Jesus made his entry on the donkey? They were crying this psalm. They started quoting this psalm. They started saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Verse 26, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That's what they were saying when he was riding on the donkey. The day that the Lord had made. The day that the Lord had prophesied. And here was the Messiah riding in on the donkey according to the promise and right on schedule. 483 years after the commandment had gone forth to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. Right on schedule. The day that the Lord had made. And the disciples, recognizing it, began to quote this psalm, Hosanna, Hosanna. Save now, Lord, save now, is what they were crying. This is the day, salvation. The Pharisees, when they heard the disciples quoting this psalm, knowing that it was a psalm that related to the Messiah, said, Lord, you better tell them to shut up. That's blasphemy. And you remember the answer of Jesus? If they at this moment would hold their peace, these very stones would start crying out. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And if man doesn't rejoice and be glad in it, then the stones themselves will begin to rejoice. They'll cry out the praises unto the Messiah. But you remember how in looking at Jerusalem, he began to weep. And Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, tells us that as he wept, he said, O Jerusalem, if you only knew the peace that you could have in this thy day. This is the day the Lord has made, the day of peace. God's making peace. But man rejected. They set aside the stone. But the stone that was rejected by those builders, the religious leaders of that day, God has made to be the chief cornerstone. And so it's a very pertinent psalm as far as prophecy is concerned, prophetic of our Lord's entry into Jerusalem, the presenting to Israel their Messiah, who was rejected by the builders, the religious leaders. So, but the disciples crying, Hosanna, Hosanna, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now the prosperity of your kingdom and all. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. For we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. And then the declaration, God is the Lord, who has showed us light. Interesting. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. Jesus, who came as the Messiah, the Savior, became the sacrifice, nailed to the cross, and he became the sacrifice for our sins. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. And then the repetition, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And surely the goodness of God was manifested. His mercy was manifested. They all came together in the person of Jesus Christ, God's Messiah. our Lord and Savior.
We'll return with more of our verse-by-verse study through the book of Psalms in our next lesson, as Pastor Chuck Smith continues with Meditate on God's Word. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, I'd like to remind you that if you missed any part of today's message, or perhaps you'd like to order a copy for that special friend or loved one, you can do so by simply contacting one of our customer service representatives, and they'd be more than happy to assist you with the ordering details. Simply call 1-800-272-WORD. And phone orders can be taken Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-9673. And for your added convenience, you can order online anytime when you go to thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse through the additional resources that include Bible studies, commentaries, CDs, DVDs, and so much more. Once again, that's The Word for Today online at thewordfortoday.org. And for those of you who still prefer to write, you can use our mailing address, which is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And be sure to include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck Smith continues his verse-by-verse venture through the Psalms. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck Smith with today's closing prayer.
Father, again, we thank you for your word and for your Holy Spirit that you have sent to teach us all things and to give us understanding of your mercy and of your truth that endures forever. May we hide thy truth away in our hearts, Lord, that we might not sin against thee. Lord, keep us from evil, that it would not destroy us. Help us, Lord, to walk before you in a way that will bring pleasure to you. Draw us unto yourself. Fill us with your spirit and with your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come along on an exciting adventure as Pastor Chuck reads the story of the Ten Commandments to children.
God wants us to keep the Ten Commandments, but we just can't do it. So Jesus came and did it for us.
Featuring Pastor Bob Coy as the voice of Pharaoh.
Moses, Moses, Moses. No, I will not let God's people go. No, no, no.
Pastor Ken Graves as the voice of God.
You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. Honor your father and your mother.
And Pastor Pancho Juarez as the voice of Moses.
Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today.
And so many others. To order the story of the Ten Commandments book by Pastor Chuck, which comes with the audio CD as a gift, call The Word for Today at 800-272-WORD. Or to see a sneak preview of the book, visit us online at thewordfortoday.org.
This program has been sponsored by The Word for Today in Costa Mesa, California.